This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The countdown is on for SEPTA service cuts, which would take effect the day before Philadelphia's first day of school on August 25th. Schools are bracing for what happens next, as we hear from KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo.
District-wide, more than 50,000 students ride SEPTA to school, and some schools are especially going to feel the pinch. Four SEPTA bus routes serving Baldy Middle School in Busselton are slated to be discontinued. So Principal Bianca Gillis Friday sent a message to parents to show them how their child's individual route to school may be affected.
This just gives instability to families, so it can become like a logistical nightmare and place just unreasonable demands on our students if they are choosing to walk.
For example, Gillis says it would be a 40-minute walk from Baldy's closest feeder school. Superintendent Tony Watlington, in an interview, said the district will be offering students some grace if they can't make it to school on time.
If they've got to be late for some reason related to SEPTA transportation changes, we're going to work with them, and they will not be penalized.
Gillis said she's provided parents with screenshots of the route changes to help them prepare the best they can. DNA evidence on fired bullet casings leads to an arrest of a sixth suspect in a deadly shooting outside of Roxborough High School nearly 3 years ago. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
On September 27, 2022, 14-year-old Nicholas Elizalde and four other teens were shot as they left a football scrimmage at Roxborough High School. Elizalde died a short time later at the hospital. Five suspects were arrested and charged in connection with the deadly shooting, and a sixth suspect was being sought. Ballistic evidence collected at the scene had a DNA profile of an unknown individual on evidence. In May, a combined DNA index system, or CODIS database hit, linked the unknown DNA profile to 20-year-old Zakir McClendon. McClendon was recently arrested for an unrelated firearms case. A search warrant for a fresh DNA sample was obtained. It was a match with the CODIS result.
The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office approved charges of murder, five counts of attempted murder, and related offenses for McClendon. A raccoon killed by a dog at Pennington Park in Delanco has tested positive for rabies. Burlington County officials say it happened Tuesday near the park's small dog run. The dog was vaccinated and has since received a rabies booster. Its owners are also getting precautionary treatment. So far, no other people or pets are known to have been exposed, but the dog run will stay closed until August 19th. Officials are urging anyone who was scratched or bitten by a raccoon at the park in the last 2 weeks to contact their doctor and call the county health department. Pet owners should do the same if they believe their dog had contact with the animal. Health officials are reminding residents to keep pets' rabies shots up to date and avoid stray or wild animals. The Philadelphia Ballet hosts a special boot camp this week for young dancers from underrepresented backgrounds. KYW's Sabrina Boyd-Circa visited a class.
Students ages 8 to 18 get the opportunity to learn from professional dancers in a variety of dance styles at the Evelyn Ebo Bootcamp. 11-year-old Melania Ramsey is attending for her second year.
Teachers with different art styles, teaching you so much different stuff, which I think is really cool. And the best part, you get to make new friends that can be from different states.
17-year-old Romani Riley is also in her second year at the camp and wants to become a teacher someday.
It was hard for me to find my place a lot in dance because I always felt like I was the tallest in the room, or I felt singled out for other reasons. And coming here, I felt so included. I felt seen. And I would like to pass that on to younger generations of dancing.
Founder Evelyn Ebo started this camp 5 years ago when she joined the Philadelphia Ballet Board. One of the goals is to break down financial barriers for families. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.